You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. People caring enough to step up and take action. That is what led to the salvation of one of Detroit's gems, the Belle Isle Aquarium, which had been open since 1904 until the cash-starved city shut it down in 2005, shipping all 4,000 fish elsewhere. But the people who loved the aquarium took action, and the result is a newly opened and reclaimed Belle Isle Aquarium that is free and open to everyone. General Manager Fred Hubener is with us now. Fred, this really is a case of power to the people, because it was people who missed the Belle Isle Aquarium who convinced the city, let us run it.
Absolutely. In fact, we actually call it the People's Aquarium. The Belle Isle Conservancy operates it on a daily basis, but the story started in 2005 when folks were protesting the closing of the aquarium and just kept that energy going until they were able to get the city to allow the volunteers to reopen it in 2012.
So there had to have been a lot of sweat equity and a lot of money that it took to kind of get it up to speed, because I suspect in those few years the building probably took a beating.
Absolutely. 7 years of having a vacant building combined with some deferred maintenance from the years prior to its closure definitely had the building at risk. In fact, a grant that the volunteers were able to receive to do immediate fixes on the roof pretty much saved the building from being lost to time.
Where are we today?
This has been a fantastic year for us at the aquarium. We are America's oldest aquarium, so not only do we take our educational mission to give family-friendly entertainment that inspires kids to care about aquatic animals and the environment, but we take our mission to the historic building very seriously, too. And it's a gem. They just don't build buildings like this anymore. And this year, we've finally completed the 2-year skylight project that's been going on. So we've been opening them up one at a time as donors have stepped up to the plate. And we just finished getting the last skylight open approximately 2 months ago. In addition, this year, we were able to get volunteers to clean the ceiling. There's a beautiful handmade glass tile ceiling, barrel vaulted with a huge dome in the center. And we brought in a professional faux painter to fix areas that had cracks and other things. And if you looked at it now, you'd be hard-pressed to see any damage, and it looks just like it did back in 1904 when it first opened.
And to have an Albert Kahn building restored like that is very, very special.
We're very proud that we're an Albert Kahn design building and on an island that was designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, the same person who did Central Park and many of our other park systems across the country.
Indeed. And what about the fish population?
You know, when we opened up in 2012, we only opened up with 5 tanks, 20 species of fish, and about 150 fish in total. And now we're up to 43 tanks with 160 species and over 2,000 fish. So we just keep growing.
And I understand you have some new residents that have come from the Amazon River.
Well, every year we always try to add something new to the aquarium, and this year we focused on our South American collection, which we already had freshwater stingrays, which is quite interesting because a lot of people, when they visit, they don't even realize there are freshwater stingrays. They come directly from the Amazon River, and we've had those for quite a while, as well as some silver arowana, dorados, South American lungfish, our very popular electric eels, which can create up to 500 volts. Adding to that now is another exciting fish because it was originally part of the collection at the aquarium, and that is our piranha. So we're returning them back to the aquarium, and it's a fish that a lot of our customers have asked for, so they're excited to see it.
What do you think makes the Belle Isle Aquarium so special and that inspired people to just really rally to reopen it and get it back to its glory?
Being open to the public for free, meaning that we're accessible to every single member of the community, is a huge motivating factor for our volunteers. They love being able to be part of something that isn't restricted in any way. Any person who can make it down to the island, and now we even have public transportation, the bus routes are coming onto the island now. Anybody that can make it down to the island can enjoy all the cultural attractions on the island. And not only are you coming to an aquarium, but again, it is just a beautiful building. So you cannot fancy fish at all and still have a fantastic trip with the family down to visit us.
And you've got a fundraiser this coming Friday night?
Absolutely. This is going to be the first of a series of events that will take place multiple times a year. It's our Deeper Dive event series. And this first one is called Bite of the Amazon, kind of going along with the theme of our brand new piranhas that have just arrived. And so that'll be happening this Friday, December 2nd, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Tickets are $40, and they're available on the Belle Isle Conservancy website. We're going to be doing a live feeding of our piranha during the event, and we're also going to be launching our brand new exterior lighting system, which is going to highlight this beautiful, beautiful historic building. So it'll be lit up year-round now, and that will be lit up for the first time this Friday night.
Well, you can get more information about the People's Aquarium on Belle Isle by going to the Belle Isle Conservancy website, belleisleconservancy.org. Fred Huebner, thanks so much for sharing and letting us all know we've got a great place to go. Thanks so much.
Thank you for highlighting the People's Aquarium.